If you are looking for even more help and guidance on your breakup, I have a few different options for you to take your healing to the next level. I have 4 different online courses depending on what stage of the breakup that you're in, from beginning all the way into moving on after heartbreak. Or you can bundle all of my courses together and use the code PODCAST to get $25 off my course bundle. I also have my 30-day no contact challenge to help hold you accountable in going no contact with your ex. And we have our free Facebook group, Healing Hearts Club, where you can connect with other people going through breakups all over the world. To learn more about any of these resources, head to the show notes where you can learn more about my courses, take the quiz to figure out which course is best for you, or join the Facebook group. And don't forget to use the code PODCAST to get $25 off my course bundle. Welcome to the Heal Your Heartbreak podcast with your host, Breakup Bestie, aka me, Kendra. Breakups are hard, but you don't have to do it alone. Each week, I will be taking you through a different topic as it relates to breaking up, healing from heartbreak, growing in your single life, dating, and getting back into happier and healthier relationships. The goal of this show is to provide support, hope, tips, and to remind you that above all, this too shall pass. Welcome back to another solo episode of the Heal Your Heartbreak podcast. Today is a part 2 of the Flip the Script episode series. I did that a couple months ago and got a lot of great feedback that you guys are utilizing it in the way that I was hoping it would be utilized, listening to it when you're feeling down or just having it on repeat when you are having those down days. So I wanted to make sure to do a second one. For those of you that haven't listened to the first episode or don't follow me on Instagram, I started doing this series every few weeks called Flip the Script, which is where people write in the fears and the negative thoughts that they have on repeat going through their minds as they're going through a breakup. And then I take those scary thoughts, those fears that we have, and I turn them into a positive, affirmative statement, or turn it into something that makes you feel hopeful. And that is such a huge part. I mean, perspective is a really, really important part of a breakup, and perspective is not meant to invalidate any of the rough feelings that you're having. It's not, you know, at least you have a roof over your head when you're going through this. That's not the kind of perspective I'm talking about. It's completely fine to have all the sadness, the anger, all the things that are going to come with a breakup, but perspective is more about making sure that there's at least a little seed planted in your mind to remind you of the fact that this is temporary, that your future is not going to look like how you're feeling right now. It's just so easy to get stuck in the depths of, I'm going to feel this way forever. I'm never going to find someone I'm happy with ever again. I lost the person that I'm supposed to be with. It's so easy to get stuck in that. And it is okay to have those feelings. It's incredibly normal to have those feelings. But that little seed of, okay, I want to, knowing how to flip the script, of knowing how to say, okay, my thoughts are not my reality. That's a big one. I know that I will feel very differently about this breakup 6 months from now, a year from now. And I know that my past does not dictate my future. So just reminding, having like those little things that you can pull up, even if you don't believe them, that's okay too. You can just keep listening to this until those things do feel a little bit more believable. It's okay if the first time you listen to this, you're like, this is a bunch of bullshit. I don't believe any of these things to be true. That's fine. Listen to it again in a week. I will challenge you to do that. Eventually, these things will feel more attainable. And I promise, from hearing from so many people who are on the other side of the breakup, that all these things do come true. So it's just a matter of using these kinds of statements and these kinds of tools to interrupt our thought patterns that are making us feel like the breakup is so much scarier than it actually is. And if you haven't listened to the first episode, the way that this episode is going to be structured is I'm first going to go through and read the complete flip the script. So I'm going to read what the negative thought is or the scary thought is, and then I'm going to read how I've changed that into the affirmative, hopeful statement. So I'm going to go through all of those. And then in the second half of the episode, I'm just going to read through the affirmation statements. So that way, if you do want to come back and just kind of have those affirmations running on repeat, then you would just come back to the second half of the episode. So that's how we're going to structure the episode today. And I'm just going to get in right into reading these. If you are not following me on Instagram, I highly encourage it. I am posting additional tips and content on there, and it does have a chance to be more interactive than the podcast is. I do try to make the podcast interactive, but there's, my Thursday Q&As. I answer true and false questions. I do these flip the script. So I do try to make it as interactive as possible over on Instagram. So let's get into reading these statements. So once again, I'm going to start by reading the negative thought and then how it's flipped. So the first one is, I started no contact today. I'm afraid I'll never see them again. I've lost my best friend and my partner. I can't wait to see what closing this door opens up for me. I know that when I clear something that is no longer serving me, that space gets filled with something more amazing than I could ever imagine. I fear they are becoming the partner I wanted them to be for someone else. And this is a big one. I know this is a big fear a lot of people struggle with. How my ex is moving on has nothing to do with me. There is someone out there for me who is everything I wanted my ex to be and so much more than I could even imagine. And that's the thing. You'll notice a lot of these things say more than I could even imagine. And that's because, first of all, if you've listened to the solo episode from a few weeks back about maintaining perspective during a breakup, you have to remember that you're very tunnel vision right now. And so you can't really even fathom stuff outside of your ex. You can't really fathom a future without them because you're still adjusting to what that's going to look like. So just remember that, like when it keeps saying more than I could imagine, that's because your perspective and your viewpoint will continue to grow as you get more distance away from this breakup. And that's a really good thing. I'm afraid no one will notice my worth and I'll be alone forever. I can't wait to fully acknowledge and appreciate my own worth so I know how lucky someone will be to spend forever with me. My ex is happy without me. My ex being happy has nothing to do with my worth. I know that I will be happy in the future without my ex, and it will come from within, not from my relationship status. I had my first date with someone new. It wasn't the same. Sad, I will not be able to find that connection again. One date is not indicative of how my love life will turn out. I know I haven't met all the people who are going to love me yet, and I can't wait to have my mind blown by the person I end up with. One day I will be shocked that I thought my ex was my best connection. And that does happen a lot of the time. Even if you can think back to some of the exes you thought were the loves of your life and realize, like, no, that they just weren't that. And I've grown, and again, that idea of a perfect partner has expanded as time has gone on, but it's really hard to see that when you are in the throes of a breakup. It's pointless to try dating again. I found love once, and that's enough. I will never shut myself off by believing I'm done with love. I haven't experienced my greatest love yet. And in the meantime, I'm going to build a life that I love while also staying open to amazing people coming into my amazing life. My ex slept with someone right after our breakup because they never had feelings or cared about me. My ex slept with someone right after the breakup because they needed validation. I know my worth, and my ex's actions or who I'm sleeping with slash not sleeping with does not determine my worth. That is my job. I will never be able to experience as many friendships and joyous adventures on my own. I am fully capable of developing meaningful friendships and having the most amazing adventures and experiences without my ex. My ex is not responsible for my happiness or my future. I feel worthless after being cheated on, like I'm not as good as the person he cheated with. I know to my core that my ex cheating is not a reflection of them and their insecurities and need for validation. None of it is a reflection of me. I pushed them away by being too needy and insecure. My needs are valid, and I was not asking for too much. I was just asking the wrong person to meet those needs. If I hadn't messed up that conversation and projected my anxiety onto them, we would still be together. I trust that if I was meant to be with my ex, I would be. And I trust that the person I'm supposed to end up with won't walk away because I have an honest conversation about my anxieties and my feelings. After this breakup, my mind repeatedly tells me that I will be rejected by everyone in the future. My thoughts are not my reality. There must be something wrong with me because all of my relationships end. All of the relationships I've been through have been learning experiences, and they're all leading up to the partner I didn't even know existed. All of my past relationships ended for a reason, and someday I will see that reason. I don't know who I am without my ex. Although this is a scary chapter right now, I am so excited to get to know myself and find out how amazing of a person I am without needing anyone else to define or validate me. I needed too much reassurance, and that pushed the breakup. I'm looking forward to working on this part of myself that feels insecure in relationships, but I also recognize that it's usually partners that are emotionally unavailable who tend to trigger these feelings. So in reality, it was not just me that pushed this person away. There was a reason I didn't feel secure. It's wrong to have hope that my ex and I will get back together.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It is so important to share your thoughts and feelings while going through a breakup, especially if it's something you're feeling any guilt or shame around. I know whenever I'm struggling with a certain thought or situation and I keep it to myself, it gets heavier and heavier and feels harder and harder to manage. I truly believe we are as sick as our secrets. Therapy has always been a safe space for me to have a judgment-free zone to get things off my chest. Whether it's something from my past, a current struggle, or something I'm anxious about in the future, I always feel lighter when I'm able to share something that feels scary. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/heartbreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/heartbreak. The last time I went through a breakup, I know my mom was someone I was really able to lean on and get support from. She has always been a rock for me through heartbreak and everything in between. And with Mother's Day right around the corner, I wanted to share an idea of something super special that you can gift to your mom. MyLifeInABook.com is a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Every week, they will email your mom a question, and she can either type out an answer or record one. And at the end, MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book, and they can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. I gifted my mom this, and it means so much to me that I can not only learn so many of her stories, but also preserve them for my kids and future generations. My mom has already talked about how fun it's been for her to reflect on her past and think about things that she hasn't in so long. It even prompted her to dig up some old photos from when she was in the newspaper for being the only female mail carrier in Detroit in the 60s. So cool. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use code HEARTBREAK at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com. Use code HEARTBREAK for 10% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's completely normal and valid that I have hope of my ex coming back, but I choose not to act on that hope and value myself in continuing to move forward. I don't want to enjoy a single life. I want a partner to enjoy life with. I'm excited to try something new by spending time single. I'm excited to learn new things about myself and learn how to value myself. I trust that learning how to be single will make my future relationship that much more fulfilling. My ex told me they are going on a date. I value myself and do not allow access for people to say things that are going to hurt me. I value my feelings and my mental health. My ex is also suffering. I should reach out to hear if it was the right decision for them to break up with me. Instead of focusing on anyone else, I am going to take this time to focus on me and the suffering that I am going through. I deserve to heal. I deserve to be invested in. I deserve to get through this breakup without needing my ex as part of the equation. I will always need to prove my worth. Once I know my worth to my core, I will no longer feel like I need to prove my worth to anyone. No partner needs to tell me that I am worthy. I know that I am worthy. Scared I will not be able to recognize another narcissist coming into my life. I'm confident that the lessons I've learned from my last relationship are now a part of me, and I trust if I'm faced with the same decision in the future, I will handle it differently. I'm never going to feel the same way about anyone else or even find someone else. I will not sell myself short by believing I already experienced the best I could get. I can recognize that I do not know what the future holds, and I'd be ignorant to think that just because a relationship didn't work out, that means I'm doomed forever. Every romance novel I read is tainted because love sucks. I understand the filter in which I'm seeing the world is impacted by my breakup, but I have faith that my feelings will change and I will be able to see love in a realistic way in the future. They were abusive to me, and I am scared I will always abandon my self-worth for a partner. I feel proud of myself for even having this awareness, and I have faith that the lessons I'm learning through this breakup will bring me a sense of self and self-worth that I'll never want to let go of ever again. Someone is going to have the version of my ex that I worked so hard for. It's not fair. I'm excited for when I meet the ideal partner that I don't have to do any work on. Even though I know they are not for me, I'm afraid I'll always love them. There is actually nothing wrong with me still loving or having love for my ex. I trust that I'm moving on exactly as I should, and the love I have for my ex will become more and more distant in my mind. I know the love I have for my ex will not impact me in the future. It will just be something to look back on. My ex is wondering if I'll send them a happy birthday wish today. I am no longer focusing on what my ex is thinking about. I am solely focusing on how my actions make me feel, and I know that by reaching out to my ex on their birthday, I will not feel good about myself or about the breakup. I can't restart my life without them. My life started well before my ex came into the picture and will go on to be an incredible life without my ex in the picture. I will not sell myself short thinking that the quality of my life depends on one singular person. I am way more powerful than that. When I go no contact, they won't feel the space to come back. The space I'm creating when going no contact is for me, not for my ex. I do not need to stoop to the level of playing games to get someone to want me. I'm on the road to building myself up so I can appreciate when someone walks into my life and knows that I am a total catch without any mind tricks. So that brings us to the second half of this episode where I, instead of reading the negative thought, I'm just going to read how the script was flipped. So again, this is a great time in the episode to kind of bookmark so you can come back to it if you just kind of want to hear those positive statements, because as woo-woo as it seems, and I remember when someone first mentioned doing like affirmations in the mirror or things like that, it felt very cheesy to me until I tried it, and that stuff works. It's very, like your mind by default is going to go really negative. So as much as you can fill your mind up with positive things, the better off you're going to be or the less likely you are to really drop into that dark hole of feeling like nothing is ever going to be okay again. And it's okay to make visits into that deep, dark hole. Just don't set, as my dad would say, just don't set up camp there. Don't furnish that level. So here are all of the positive, hopeful, affirmative statements. I can't wait to see what closing this door opens up for me. I know that when I clear something that is no longer serving me, that space gets filled with something more amazing than I could ever imagine. How my ex is moving on has nothing to do with me. There is someone out there for me who is everything I wanted my ex to be and so much more than I could even imagine. I can't wait to fully acknowledge and appreciate my own worth, so I know how lucky someone will be to spend forever with me. My ex being happy has nothing to do with my worth. I know I'll be happy in the future without my ex, and it will come from within, not from my relationship status. One date is not indicative of how my love life will turn out. I know I haven't met all of the people who are going to love me yet, and I can't wait to have my mind blown by the person I end up with. One day I'll be shocked that I thought my ex was my best connection. I will never shut myself off by believing I'm done with love. I haven't experienced my greatest love yet. And in the meantime, I'm going to build a life that I love while also staying open to amazing people coming into my amazing life. My ex slept with someone right after the breakup because they needed validation. I know my worth. And my ex's actions or who I'm sleeping slash not sleeping with does not determine my worth. That's my job. I am fully capable of developing meaningful friendships and having the most amazing adventures and experiences without my ex. My ex is not responsible for my happiness or my future. I know to my core that my ex cheating is a reflection of them and their insecurities and need for validation. None of it is a reflection of me. My needs are valid, and I was not asking for too much. I was just asking the wrong person to meet them. I trust that if I was meant to be with my ex, I would be. And I trust that the person I'm supposed to end up with won't walk away because I have an honest conversation about my anxieties and my feelings. My thoughts are not my reality. All of the relationships I have been through have been learning experiences, and they're all leading up to the partner I didn't even know existed. All of my past relationships ended for a reason, and someday I will see that reason. Although this is a scary chapter right now, I am so excited to get to know myself and find out how amazing of a person I am without needing anyone else to define or validate me. I'm looking forward to working on this part of myself that feels insecure in relationships, but I also recognize that it's usually partners that are emotionally unavailable who tend to trigger these feelings. So in reality, it was not just me that pushed this person away. There was a reason I didn't feel secure. It's completely normal and valid that I have hope of my ex coming back, but I choose not to act on that hope, and I value myself in continuing to move forward. I'm excited to try something new by spending time single. I'm excited to learn new things about myself and learn how to value myself. I trust that learning how to be single will make my future relationship that much more fulfilling. I value myself and do not allow access for people to say things that are going to hurt me. I value my feelings and my mental peace. Instead of focusing on anyone else, I'm going to take this time to focus on me and the suffering I'm going through. I deserve to heal. I deserve to be invested in. I deserve to get through this breakup without needing my ex as part of the equation. Once I know my worth to my core, I will no longer feel like I need to prove my worth to anyone. No partner needs to tell me that I'm worthy. I know that I am worthy. I'm confident that the lessons I've learned from my last relationship are now a part of me, and I trust if I'm faced with the same situation in the future, I will handle it differently. I will not sell myself short by believing I already experienced the best I could get. I can recognize that I do not know what the future holds, and I'd be ignorant to think that just because a relationship didn't work out, that means I'm doomed forever. I understand the filter in which I'm seeing the world is impacted by my breakup, but I have faith that my feelings will change and I will be able to see love in a realistic way in the future. I feel proud of myself for even having this awareness, and I have faith that the lessons I'm learning through this breakup will bring me a sense of self and self-worth that I'll never want to let go of ever again. I'm excited for when I meet the ideal partner that I don't have to do any work on. There is actually nothing wrong with still loving or having love for my ex. I trust that I'm moving on exactly as I should, and the love I have for my ex will become more and more distant in my mind. I know the love I have for my ex will not impact me in the future. It will just be something to look back on. I am no longer focusing on what my ex is thinking about. I am solely focusing on how my actions make me feel, and I know that by reaching out to my ex on their birthday, I will not feel good about myself or about the breakup. My life started well before my ex came into the picture and will go on to be an incredible life without my ex in the picture. I will not sell myself short thinking that the quality of my life depends on one singular person. I am way more powerful than that. The space I'm creating when going through no contact is for me, not for my ex. I do not need to stoop to the level of playing games to get someone to want me. I'm on the road to building myself up so I can appreciate when someone walks into my life and knows that I am a total catch without any mind tricks. So there you have it. That is Flip the Script. I would encourage you to, again, listen to it as often as you need to. If there are any that really particularly resonate with you, I would write them down, put them on a post-it, keep it on your mirror, put it as the background of your phone. These are things that, as much as it probably feels good to hear one time, the more you hear it and the more you tell yourself it, the more likely you are to really believe it to your core. So continue to utilize this as a tool. And I will see you guys back here again next week.
I hope you enjoyed today's show. If you loved it, I hope you'll leave a review and share with your friends. If you're not already following me on Instagram, head to @yourbreakupbestie, where I'm sharing new content almost every day. to join our Facebook group, Healing Hearts Club, where you can connect with thousands of people from all over the world going through breakups, head to the link in the show notes. And don't forget to check out my online courses for more in-depth help through your healing journey. I always end these episodes the same way, reminding you to be nice to yourself, stay connected with loved ones, and the biggest reminder is that this too shall pass. I promise.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.